from his own self inside. She shaped her body to a mind's embrace. She also accordingly adjusts herself. The truth formulates itself in a form that can be embraced by his purified mind. She shaped her body to a mind's embrace. Into thought's narrow limits she has come. Her greatness she has suffered to be pressed, compressed into the little cabin of the idea. Little cabin, compartment of an idea. The closed room of a lonely thinker's grasp. She has lowered her heights to the stature of our souls. Our souls cannot rise beyond a certain level. But she lowers herself. She bends down. She has lowered her heights to the stature of our souls and dazzled our lids with her celestial gaze. When she casts her gaze, celestial gaze, our eyes are dazzled. Thus each is satisfied with his high gain. Each thinker thinks he has obtained, he has arrived, he is satisfied with his high gain, and he thinks himself beyond mortality blessed, a king of truth upon his separate throne. Each person, each thinker, thrones himself separately. My idea is correct. My concept is correct. My formulation of the truth is right. To her possessor in the field of time, a single splendor caught from her glory seems. All that he does is to catch one ray, one splendor of her multifold being, glory. He says, a single splendor caught from her glory seems the one true light, her beauty's glowing whole. He treats it as if it were a whole, as if it were the only true light. But thought nor word can seize eternal truth. Neither word nor thought can seize the eternal truth. The whole world lives in a lonely ray of her sun. A single ray of the sun, that is the light supreme, is enough to contain the whole world. In our thinking's close and narrow lamp-lit house, our houses are lit by lamp. Not by the direct rays of the truth, a truth sun. The vanity of our shut mortal mind dreams that the chains of thought have made her ours. We think we have chained her, the truth, by our thoughts. But only we play with our own brilliant bonds. We are playing with our luminous chains. All the same, they are chains. Tying her down, it is ourselves we tie. Really, we don't succeed in tying down the body of truth, but we tie ourselves. In our hypnosis, by one luminous point, by concentrating on one point as if it were whole, we see not what small figure of her we hold. We hold, but only a very small figure. We feel not her inspiring boundlessness. We share not her immortal liberty. She can't be bound. She can't be imprisoned. Thus is it even with the seer and the sage, not only the thinkers, but even with the seer who sees the truth, a sage who is wise, even he cannot capture, cannot imprison the body of truth. Thus is it even with the seer and the sage, for still the human limits the divine. You may be a seer, you may be a sage, but it is your human thought, your very humanity limits the divine. Out of our thoughts we must leap up to sight. Not thought, but sight. Sight is a greater faculty. Revelation. Out of our thoughts we must leap up to sight. Breathe her divine, illimitable air. Her simple, vast supremacy confess. We shall not arrogate to ourselves the claim of possessing her, but we must confess to her vast, simple supremacy. Dare to surrender to her absolute instead of trying to hold, capture and hold her absoluteness. We must surrender. And when we do that, then the unmanifest reflects his form in a still mind as in a living glass. When all these conditions of surrender, opening of inner sight are fulfilled, the unmanifest consents to reflect itself in the clean mirror-like mind of ours. The mind can only reflect, it cannot hold, it cannot capture. The timeless ray descends into our hearts. In the mind it can reflect, but in the heart it can descend. The timeless ray descends into our hearts, and we are wrapped into eternity. For truth is wider, greater than our forms. 1,000 icons they have made of her, 1,000 images, 1,000 idols, 1,000 systems, 1,000 philosophies. They have made of her and find her in the idols they adore. Each one has his own pet idol, Murti. And we say, she is here, she is here, she is here. But she remains herself. She remains above. She cannot be confined, but she remains herself and infinite. She always escapes whatever formulations our mind at its highest makes of her. She remains, for truth is wider, greater than her forms. 1,000 icons they have made of her and find her in the idols they adore. But she remains herself and infinite. She cannot be finitized. End of Canto 11. So, I hope we will be able to resume the heavens of the ideal on the 20th of December, by which time I hope to return.